All right, it's the Blake and Eva show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. I'm looking at the 5 unwritten bar rules that you might be breaking. Now, and they all make sense. Don't wave your money at the bartender. Have your drink order ready, especially if it's crowded. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the service area, mm-hmm. you know. This one, though, I don't understand. Don't be a gerbil.
What does that mean?
That's exactly what I was like, a gerbil?
I mean,
that's the term.
Thing, yeah.
I don't know if so. If you're a bartender and you're listening, well, first of all, good for you for being up early.
Right.
A gerbil at a bar is a term for a person who nervously shreds napkins on the bar.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It just leaves a mess
yeah.
that gets all wet, and then it just turns into just this sloppy grossness.
Yes.
That they have to clean up then.
And it says if you do it, clean it up, but put it on a plate, because if you put it in an empty glass, it gets all soggy and wet, and they have to fish it out before they put it in the washer.
Oh, right. God. I'm probably guilty.
You hear that, gerbils? It's really, I don't think – I will – I have a habit where I will fold a napkin. Like a
million times.
Like if I've used it on my hands, like I'll fold it up. You know, I'll fold it and I'll keep it in case I get something else. I hate having sticky hands. It's one of my things.
You're saying you'll put it in your pocket for later or something?
No. Not like an old lady. No.
Oh, I do that.
Of course you do.
I do.
Because he's too cheap to buy Kleenex.
No, you never know when you're gonna need it again. Like if you're at a dinner party or whatever, you grab the napkin, you use it, and then you put it in your pocket. It's like a handkerchief.
Oh, if I'm at like a dinner thing, I will take the little cocktail napkin.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
And I hold it with my drink, and I'll keep it even like if they're passing out hors d'oeuvres at like an event.
Right.
And they give you the little chicken skewer and a napkin.
I keep the napkin. Yeah.
Because you get some on your face and you can wipe it.
Right.
I don't put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
As opposed to being a gerbil, that'd be like a ferret. You store it away.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Todd's a bar ferret. He's packing stuff away.
Hey, the bartenders appreciate it.
Right. Instead of gerbling it all over
thing,
the bar.
Right. Right.
Oh my God. Well, I'm going to think of that every time I go to the bar. I'm going to look for the gerbils.
Mm-hmm.
The gerbils and the ferrets.